Take Me Home, written by Daniela Sacerdoti and read by Helen McAlpine.
Emily's Song. From the depth of winter comes new life. Little birds I see from my window and I wish I could fly. Spring is for the living. I will not let go of this heartbeat, faltering inside me like a fading sun. I'm part of it until my heart stops beating. Mine is the sky and mine are these hills until my heart stops beating. I am like a snowdrop, shivering and still. I raise my head to the sky, this beautiful land. Hold my hand. Don't cry. I shall not be afraid. And when I have to go, don't forget my love. I'm part of it until my heart stops beating. Mine is the sky and mine are these hills until my heart stops beating. Prologue. Across the worlds. Morag Kennedy waved at me from across the worlds on a clear, sunny day in Glenavich. She was standing in front of her whitewashed cottage, and the summer sun was shining behind her like a golden halo, making the fields gleam just as golden. I waved back and began walking towards her, hoping she would have some of those lovely sugar jellies she always gave me. But I hesitated. I knew she was ill and I didn't want to trouble her. All of a sudden, I realised I was feeling strange. My arms and legs were tingling, and there was a low noise in my ears. It was a sensation alien to me, one I'd never felt before. Just at that moment, a cluster of clouds covered the sun, and without its glare I could see Mrs. Kennedy properly. She wore the flowery cotton dress she usually put on to work in her garden, her hair in a tidy bob, a cardigan held close by a simple brooch. I did a double take. Mrs. Kennedy's face seemed different. She had been ill for so long, her features becoming more and more drawn, her frame getting thinner every day. Even at my young age, I must have been about 8 years old, I'd been aware of the pain and fear slowly taking over her mind and spreading over her face, in her eyes, just like the illness was spreading through her body. But that early summer evening she looked herself again. Her smile was serene, her light blue eyes as bright as they'd been before she got sick. All of a sudden, I heard footsteps behind me, and I turned around to see my brother stepping out of our cottage across the road. I guessed he'd been sent to call me in for dinner, and I wondered why my mum hadn't just called me from the kitchen window like she usually did. Maybe she wanted to make sure I would come in at once. I'd been known to run off into the fields instead, trying to steal an extra hour of play. "Mum wants you inside, Innery," Logan said in a quiet voice. He was always quite serious, but at that moment he looked nearly solemn. I turned around to say goodbye to Mrs. Kennedy, but she was gone. "Is dinner ready?" I asked my brother. "I don't think so." "Then why do I have to come in?"
"Shush, Innery, come inside now."
My mum had appeared on our doorstep. She was slipping her apron off and smoothing her hair. When we reached her, she continued, "I want the two of you to keep an eye on Emily while Granny and I walk across the road. I won't be gone long. Time to give my condolences to Karen and Isabel." I had no idea what she meant. Condolences was too difficult a word for an 8-year-old.
"Where are you going?"
She stopped and looked at me tenderly.
"Mrs. Kennedy has gone to heaven, darling. I'm going to tell her children how sorry I am."
"She's not gone to heaven. She's here. I saw her."